legal frameworks to protect children from harm. Instances where individuals have been prosecuted for committing such acts of corporal punishment fall under offenses of physical abuse or assault, which can be prosecuted under the relevant sections of the Penal Code and the Child Care Protection Act. Additionally, the Child Care Protection Act emphasizes the rights and protection of children, providing a legal basis to hold individuals accountable for any form of violence or mistreatment. Bhutan's legal stand on the violence to the children is very stern, which is evident from a few cases that recent cases that I would like to cite. On 13th July 2023, the chairperson of the Women and Child Welfare Committee filed an appeal before the Royal Bhutan Police, urging an investigation into an alleged battery case involving the hostel warden of the school. Upon initiation of the investigation by the police, it was established that the warden had indeed battered the victim. Following due process, the police charged the accused under Section 158 of the Penal Code, which stipulates that a defendant shall be guilty of the offence of battery if the defendant purposely uses physical force of an adverse nature on another person. The court then sentenced the accused to 3 months of imprisonment. Notwithstanding the legal proceedings, Section 39 of the Penal Code of Bhutan entitled the victim to compensation. In another case, on 1st May 2023, the father of a victim lodged a complaint with the police against an English teacher of a school for battering his son. After thorough investigation, the police deemed the case meriting prosecution and charged the accused under Section 215 of the Child Care and Protection Act, which states a person shall be guilty of the offence of battering a child if a person purposely uses physical force or causes the child to be subjected to a physical force. Hence, the court sentenced him to 3 months of imprisonment, considering Section 13 of the Penal Code, while Section 39 of the Penal Code entitled the victim to compensation, the guardian of the victim was entitled for the compensation as per the Section 39 of the Penal Code. And as highlighted in the opening statement of our head of delegation, the Civil Liability Act, which was passed in 2023, 24th July, also imposes duties on institutions to prevent child abuse by an employee of the institution while the child is under the care, supervision, control, or authority of the institution. And it imposes a vicarious liability on the institution if child abuse is perpetrated by an employee of the institution. Hence, therefore, Bhutan stands firmly against corporal punishment, reflecting its commitment to safeguarding the well-being and rights of its citizens, particularly children. The legal landscape in Bhutan, as exemplified by these cases and legislative developments, underscores the nation's dedication to addressing instances of violence across all institutions. Now, moving on to another question which was asked regarding the marriageable age of girls. The 74th session of the National Assembly deliberated on the Marriage Act of 1980, and subsequently a resolution was passed amending the minimum age of marriage for girls to 18 years. The Dzongkha is our national language. So the Dzongkha text of the Marriage Act duly records this amendment. Pursuant to the Marriage Act of Bhutan and its amendment thereof, marriages below 18 years are prohibited. The Royal Courts of Justice strictly ensures that applicants for marriage certificates are of 18 years of age, and any marriage below the prescribed age is not recognized to be lawful. Further, Section 178 of the Penal Code of Bhutan, as amended in 2021, grades any sexual intercourse with a child below 18 years as rape and also liable for a felony of third degree. Moving on to the other question on the optional protocol, which was asked, and for that I have a response, saying that Section 154 of the Penal Code was amended in 2021 in line with the UN protocol to prevent, suppress, and punish trafficking in persons. And moreover, Section 9 of the Labour and Employment Act of Bhutan specifically prohibits recruitment of children in any form of practices such as sale and trafficking, debt, bondage, forced or compulsory labor, including recruitment for use in armed conflict, amongst others. Such offenses are graded with a felony of third degree with a sentence term of 5 to less than 9 years, which can be increased if aggravating circumstances exist. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I would like to give the floor to our colleague Kezang to respond to the questions on complaints mechanism for discrimination and best interest of child.
Thank you.